Hey, Practically Pastoring Network, my name is Matt Coyne, and I am the host of Relevant Revitalization, a podcast that equips, encourages, and engages pastors who are looking for God to breathe new life in their church. This podcast will be released every Thursday, and I'll be interviewing authors and experts in the field of revitalization and pastors who have been through the revitalization journey themselves, with the goal of equipping and encouraging you in your ministry as you follow God's call and watch Him breathe new life into your local church. Lastly, another goal through this podcast is to provide free resources through books, consulting, coaching, and so much more. So be sure to mark your calendars for Thursday, February 15th for the pilot episode of Relevant Revitalization.
Well, I'm here. Apparently, Andrew is not here. I have no idea where he is.
I'm here.
Andrew, we can hear you. Unfortunately, we cannot see you. It's a giant black screen. I don't know.
You sound
to say.
Like a chipmunk. I'm hanging up on you. Don't give up on me. I'll be back.
Andrew's leaving. While we wait on Andrew to get back, I just thought it could be really special. Welcome to everybody, including all you spammers out there. You know who you are. I couldn't read the first part of the spam. I was able to glance at the second half of the spam. So if you have a back problem, maybe you can get your love back. Okay. A lot of, what is that? Black magic specialist. What? I don't even, who does that? That is a very odd thing to me. Well, let's see if we can get this guy in here now. I don't know if this is going to work. Maybe it will. We'll give it a go here. Hey, hi, whoa, well, Andrew. Is that
hey,
you?
I'm here-ish. You don't sound like a chipmunk anymore.
I told you that was on your end, bro. Everything looks and sounds fine over here. You're alive.
I'm alive. I'm wellish.
It's been a couple of days, buddy.
Yeah, Tim. It's been the Super Bowl. It's just about the longest weekend that exists in ministry, and I Super Bowled at home. You did not. We're getting into all that. Tim can finally tell you how he feels about Taylor and Travis. It's one of those excellent Monday mornings because yesterday was Sunday.
And this is the morning after.
Welcome to the Morning After Ministry Show, a caffeine-fueled look back on the week and ministry that was.
Andrew, I gotta pipe you in here too, because apparently, yeah, there we go. So I don't know how your morning is going, Andrew, but I'm going to tell you this. Laura, having a bit of a rough morning. She was pulled over for speeding before 7 a.m. this morning, but was not written a ticket, so that's a good thing.
That's something.
How your morning started? I just told you about this one. Oh my gosh, dude! I felt so bad for my brother John. Came over this morning to work out with me in my garage, and
this is why I don't work out with you. You always invite me, and I'm like, no, I'm afraid of what'll happen on my way home.
There was a lot of sweat. It was not an easy workout, and he was feeling pretty sore as he was leaving. And then I get a call about an hour ago. He's in the hospital. My brother.
Because
it was not because of the workout.
You killed him.
It was not because of the workout.
Brother.
If you have ever been on a one wheel, those things may be the most dangerous things in the world.
Do I look like someone who's ever been on a one wheel?
This is his fourth trip. I think it's his fourth because of the one wheel. He's had broken ribs, broken wrists, and today was a dislocated clavicle popped right out of the joint. One of those mornings, buddy. One of those mornings. But hey, we're here. It's Monday. My name is Tim. This is Andrew, Dr. Andrew Larson. We're here every Monday.
Timmy, I had one of those mornings where my wife, she's a special ed teacher, and special ed teachers have to have individualized meetings about each student. It's called IEPs. It's a very big deal. And IEP season is upon us, which means that instead of me trying to get two boys to two different schools this morning, I had to get four boys to three different schools this morning. And which, it would have been an exhausting morning anyway, but three of my four boys that have no interest in football ever decided that they wanted to stay up because, you know, it was the Super Bowl. So I had all four boys out on the couch with dad. So I did the good night parenting, and then I also did the good morning parenting. And we all know that Melissa Larson does a lot of the heavy lifting in the parenting department. And, you know, sometimes you just got to step up and do it.
So what time was the good morning parenting today?
Seven. So early, you know,
and they all stayed up late. They finished the game.
They all finished the whole game.
The longest Super Bowl ever.
The seventh longest game in the history of the league from, you know, just play time. They don't count the length of the Super Bowl in that, but it was a long game, Tim. It was great.
It was exciting.
It was compelling.
I enjoyed it. I had fun watching
it. There were storylines.
It was intriguing.
Fill me in. We did everything at my house because that's what we do at my house these days. You had a watch party at the church. Did you stay at the church for the whole thing?
So it didn't just start with a watch party. It started, as you know, Sundays. We start very early Sunday mornings. And I had agreed a little bit ago that I would stay after church on Sunday because our youth group was holding a dudes-only sports event, which included soccer, softball.
You are a dude. That works out well.
Flag football, ultimate frisbee, and a tug-of-war challenge. So I told my son I'll be there. I'll be one of the team leaders. It turns out I was the oldest human being participating on the field. That's who I am now. And I was
officially the old guy.
I was probably a good 6-7 years older than the next guy there.
Wow.
Isn't that bizarre?
Wow.
Like, that's who we are now.
Yeah.
Andrew, you would have been, what, 16, 17 years older than the next guy?
That's crazy. I'm not a decade older than you. That's mean. It's just mean, Tim.
Needless to say, my feet hurt by the end of the day, and I realized we have to come back in like an hour for the Super Bowl party. So we got home, we showered, had time to get a quick snack, made it back before kickoff. Thankfully, I did because I guess I forgot I volunteered as the tech guy. So I got there at 6:15, and there was 100 people there with no game on the screen. I forgot I was the tech guy.
Oh, man.
So I was like, oh, sorry, guys. So we got the game fired up in time for Posty to start singing America the Beautiful.
He has more tattoos on his face than I do.
He is so good. I did not want to miss that. Posty is so good.
He's great, but again, I don't like needles that much, and
I don't really care about the tattoos. His voice is amazing.
Oh,
and then Reba.
Do you? That just looks like it would hurt.
It absolutely does. And we had the party at Lakeview. We had 18 plus chilies. I think it was 18 chilies for the chili cook-off.
Mm.
A certain Bonnie Miller took home the grand prize.
Ooh, well, that's exciting.
I don't know if it's because my dad was like passing out score sheets to all the kids there saying, make sure you vote for this one. I don't know if it was rigged. It might have been as scripted as the NFL. I have no idea. But the chili was very good.
18 chilies.
They were glorious.
That's quite a number.
We had hundreds of hot dogs, hundreds of hamburgers. Someone decided they're going to smoke some pork for hours and hours and bring it. It was good. The food was good. The people were good.
Yesterday was Sunday, and our worship leader, Bradley Foster, he is one who likes to smoke some pork butts from time to time. Mm-hmm. And so he starts from going Sunday morning, then, you know, has band practice, and then goes home real quick to check on his butts. And so when it came time to do the circle time and pray as the praise team before the service started, we couldn't find Brad, and we just assumed he was checking on his butt, and then we couldn't stop laughing because our worship leader was missing because he was checking on his butt, but it was a pork butt, but it was still a funny joke.
Andrew,
we laughed.
The spam is back. I'm going to put that spam right over your head. Look, if you want to spam us, we will promote your spam. What? Have we ever spammed?
Aman.
Have we reached that level of shenaniganery? Like, we are now getting spammed.
We're that kind of show. We get spammed by.
Why?
The best, because we're just that popular.
It can solve everything. There's a phone number down there. It's in a different language. If that's you, you need help, you know where to go.
I speaking of if you need help, I love all the gambling commercials that have the tiny little phone number at the bottom. If you need help, like, is that just customer like research for you guys at this point? Like, hey, if you need help, call us. We make money off of you needing help. I don't know that they should be the ones advertising.
Aaron and I were looking at our FanDuel lineups last night because FanDuel like does these free games all year long, and if you win the free games, you get to keep playing. It's amazing. So Zoe's
it's almost like they're trying to start
addictions. Mm-hmm. Zoe's looking over my shoulder. She's like, "Daddy, is that real money?" I was like, "Well, technically, it is real money. I didn't put any money into this, but yes, it is real money." And she goes, "Daddy, I think that's gambling." And I thought maybe I'm the one that needs to call that number. Like, maybe it's reached this level. I have been playing with their free money. I started with $0. I ended the season with like $62 in my account. I mean, this is pretty serious.
Wow. And were you cheering for Gronk to make or miss the kick?
Look, at the end of the game there, I actually needed it would have been about a $200 something had Mahomes hit Kelsey in the end zone. And then I could have said I started with zero and came out with hundreds of dollars after the season was over.
I assumed that that's how the game was going to end. I think that's like
had I had the Mahomes to that Kelsey ending
the NFL wanted.
I mean, I would have had to split it with my son because he helped me pick the lineup and we agreed a 50-50 split if we have any big winnings. And yeah.
Well, but at least you had a USF Bowl score the winning touchdown. That's exciting.
Which was so cool. First USF Bowl to get a touchdown in the Super Bowl ever.
It's a very exciting thing.
Timmy, all right, Bonnie's chili was amazing. I couldn't eat ours, way too spicy. There were some spicy chilies. One guy, relatively new to Lakeview, he was cracking up. He's like, "Tim, you're never going to believe this. I found an old YouTube video of you." I was like, "Oh yeah." Like, yeah, apparently you tried some sort of spicy chip challenge, and like this is a spicy chip guy. So he's like, "You guys actually did that challenge wrong. There's a and like he showed me there's this whole like list of rules on how to do a spicy chip challenge. If you've never seen the spicy chip challenge, it's terrible. It's awful. I got COVID. I nearly died. But part of the problem
I don't know if that's what gave you COVID.
It definitely gave me COVID. But we didn't consume enough before the spice. So that's what ultimately did it to my stomach. There's actually a method to the madness. And if you have something in your belly, it helps absorb what's going on in your stomach. Otherwise, it could actually kill
We had lunch before.
Not the right things, lunch. Though. There was a dairy thing that you're supposed to do before. And the dairy helps with the spice. But I didn't.
I am so glad that I was just a witness of that and not a participant.
Laura, I was wondering if someone was going to ask about this. We had a few people applauding the Jesus commercials last night. I wasn't like mad or anything like that. I just, I had a few questions. Laura's wondering what our hot takes are on the two Jesus commercials. Andrew, I thought your text to the to the pastor's group chat that we're in was very, very funny. Or was that just me? Did you text the group or was it just me?
I have no idea what text you're referring to, so I might be in trouble. I have no idea what you're talking about right now. All kinds of things.
I think you said
stream of consciousness that you get from me.
I think you said something to the effect of, I'm so glad, what was it, that Jesus was able to afford a Super Bowl commercial. Maybe now he'll finally get the recognition he was after. Something to the effect.
I promise you that was not me. That might be a different person that was texting you. I was looking through our text messages from last night. Nothing.
I was getting all sorts of comments about that. So maybe it wasn't
not
you.
Not me. It was, I'm all the way back to your Slippin' Jimmy text from Thursday, so that was not me.
So Andrew, I mean, let's hear it. What are your hot takes on Jesus making an appearance in the Super Bowl last night?
He broke through
the ad department. He was able to afford it, which was pretty cool.
I do not think that the He Gets Us people are going after theologians. And
I heard from quite a few theologians on Facebook that were not very happy with the ads.
The same theologians on Facebook that were infectious disease experts a few years ago on Facebook. I'm fine with if you are not asking me to contribute to your commercial campaign, if you have a ministry that wants to fund it, hey, I have no issue with anything in any of the Jesus commercials. Way to go, he gets us.
I didn't have any problem with it at all. I get the armchair theologians, like, sure, like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, if someone was open to having a conversation about Jesus because they saw a commercial during the Super Bowl, okay,
heck
like,
yeah,
I'm fine with that. Like, I don't have any problem with that. I'm probably not going to go out like and promote their campaign or anything like that.
I didn't have any voicemails waiting for me when I got into the office this morning. Like, hey, I was looking for a pastor. I saw this commercial last night, and turns out Jesus doesn't hate me. So I was wondering if you wanted to talk. If I got some of those, then that would be awesome. I would be thrilled. But
you know what? And I only saw one. I guess I missed the other one. I saw the one right at the beginning of the Super Bowl.
There was one long one, and then there was another one that was an abbreviated version. One thing that I thought was funny is at one point there was the Disney Plus commercial with all the famous Disney quotes, and someone in my house, I don't know who it was, might have been my mom, was like, wait, is this another He Gets Us commercial? But it was like Indiana Jones quotes and stuff. I was like, that was funny.
So you're saying we could have a new game for all you youth pastors out there, and it'll be a He Gets Us ad or lines from famous Disney movies. Oh, which ad? Yeah, He Gets Us or Disney Plus?
That's really funny. That is a game I would play. Those are my He Gets Us thoughts. I don't have any.
I'm fine.
I don't have any strong emotions one way or another. I did think that the Dunkin' commercial was spectacular. I thought last year's was great. I think Dunkin' is doing a better job of making Ben Affleck likable than any movie he's made in the past 15 years. So that's something.
I was a big fan of the movie trailers. I laughed at some of the ads. I thought they were moderately funny, but the movie trailers I thought were pretty stellar.
Yeah,
there wasn't one that I was like, day one of A Quiet Place. Mm-hmm. That's going to be theater worthy for me, probably for everyone in my household. We're big fans of A Quiet Place. So that one was really good.
So, sorry, Mom, as we're watching everything, there's the Deadpool teaser, and my mother has been going through all of the MCU movies on Disney Plus, and she starts talking about how she tried to watch the first 20 minutes of Deadpool and just couldn't believe that was an MCU. Oh, it made she's like, I
your
had to
mom
turn it
went
off.
For my oh no, you didn't warn her, like you knew she was doing this, you
no.
didn't want to like say
I
something to her.
I thought she had the PG-13 filter on her Disney Plus. You have to
put a parental control on her.
You have to try really hard to find Deadpool on Disney Plus. She's into the superhero movies right now, which is exciting.
I know, but you've ruined your mom's moral innocence. Like, this is
So speaking of my parents, you know, my parents now live in my yard, which is very exciting. And we have DirecTV Stream, which is great because we don't have to have a new cable subscription since my parents are technically in my yard. But with our subscription, it's only two TVs at a time, which 97% of the time is a non-issue because everybody's watching Netflix, Amazon, whatever it may be. But my younger boys were watching the Nickelodeon broadcast in the back room, and we had the game on in the front room. And so my dad's like, I'm going to go watch the second half at my house. And 5 minutes into the second half, he came back over, and it just made me laugh that he was like, well, I didn't want to watch the Nickelodeon version, so I guess I'll keep watching with you guys. But we did it big. We did giant nacho platters and chocolate fountain that is still in need of getting cleaned up today.
So, looking back on your time in ministry, during the Super Bowl, which it's been a lot of years in ministry where that you've had Super Bowl things. What's your favorite? Do you like having the big church thing or do you like not? For us, last night was kind of a sweet combo. My wife did not want to miss the halftime show. I mean, you know, basically anybody in between 35 and 45, that was kind of like, I mean, I didn't know a lot of the songs. I knew of them, but, you know, a lot of my friends knew like everything word for word, which I get. Listen, it was very, very popular music during that time.
I was in middle school when Usher, I think he was like 17 when he was, you know, became Usher.
Yeah, he was very young.
So, which would have made me 12. So there were songs that I did not realize that I knew every word to. And, you know, it was fine. It was fine. Exciting. So
we were home by halftime. So we actually had, we had the church thing, you know, made our rounds, ate some good food. And then Steph and I and my family, we were home by halftime. So we got to watch the halftime show and then the whole second half plus overtime at home. So it was kind of a nice combo of being around all your people.
Who did the cleanup? Because you guys had the big inflatable screen, right?
We didn't do the inflatable screen this year. So that was the nice thing. We just had the game going in the student center. The food was outside. So you grabbed your food. If you wanted to watch the game, you came inside.
That's nice.
Yeah. Cornhole was set up. Yep.
Yeah.
That makes it a lot easier. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. You know, there are parts of me that miss kind of being the host for 40 or 50 people. But, you know, with youth group stuff, so often it was, hey, they want to watch the first quarter. They want to watch the halftime show. But then it's, you're kind of on makeout patrol. So it's nice that isn't the case. I think the way that you guys do it as a whole family's coming to the church to watch the game together, that's exciting. But also, if you're going to do that, you have to do it well. Because we know that there are so many churches that were like, hey, we're doing this. And it was, you know, we got three medium pizzas from Domino's and 8 people showed up. If you're going to be watching it with a group of people, you want a big group of people for it to be exciting.
Yeah, we definitely had that, which was really cool. We actually had to cap signups because we didn't think we could fit that many people in the student center. So
nice.
I don't know if I'm going to hear from our lead deacon, but like half a dozen people texted me Sunday afternoon, hey, I forgot to sign up. Can I come tonight? Like, what am I supposed to say? Like,
yeah.
Yes, you're coming. Like, you're coming. So sure. I just told everyone, sure, show up. I hope that was okay. Mark, if you're watching, that was my bad. If we had a few too many people, that was definitely on me. Sorry, buddy.
Well, Timmy, let's get into the week and ministry that was. I was by my lonesome all week. All last week, both Shirley and Glenn were out of town. So I was answering phones and setting up things for small groups and doing all the stuff. What was your ministry week like? I know it was busy. We barely talked.
We barely talked. I had a very interesting ministry week because it was a elder meeting week last week. Our office admin, Mary, she has been in Hawaii for the last week and a half. So that was awesome that she got to sneak away. So a couple of added responsibilities there, just like you, but not a lot. Just making sure things are getting done and doors are getting unlocked and, you know, people are getting checked on. And then I had several house visit requests. And we don't talk about this a lot, so I don't know what you typically do when it comes to house visits. I try to meet with a handful of people every week, just usually over breakfast, over lunch. And if time will allow it and my schedule is open, I try to get in people's homes from time to time. So this last week was pretty cool. We had a new Lakeview baby that I hadn't got to meet yet, so I got to go meet a brand new Lakeview baby. And right after that, I got to then visit with a sweet older couple that's just in love with Jesus, loves Lakeview, hasn't been able to come for about 6 weeks due to a surgery, but she was able to make it back to church yesterday, so I was visiting with her on Saturday. She was so excited to get back to church on Sunday. And here's like the bonus land for me, which I don't know if you've ever got to experience this. My wife got to come with me on all of my house visits, and everyone just loved being able to sit with Steph and I and just spend some time. So like that was pretty special. Like I don't get to do that a lot. Just our schedules don't always line up, but for whatever reason, this last week they did. So she got to see the new baby. We got to pray with some people, got to have lunch in between the house calls. So it was kind of a cool week. Do those things set me behind when it comes to sermon prep? Yeah, like it's just one of those, like, you got to make the sacrifice, and then the sermon prep has to come at some other time, which happened, you know, Friday and then Saturday night, which is not what I like doing. But I don't know what else you're going to do when stuff like that happens. So that was my ministry week in a nutshell. I don't know what your schedule is like when it comes to that kind of stuff. Do you just do like as needed?
Yeah, oh, kind of as needed.
I did a hospital visit in there too. So it was, yeah. Yeah, I did see that. John's wondering if we saw that there was a shooting at Joel Osteen's church on Sunday. Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get into this. We'll get into the safety stuff in a minute, John, because we do.
Yeah, because there was another issue last weekend too that's now kind of made national news.
There's a couple of church safety things, but let's wrap this one up. I want to hear, like, what's your house visit stuff like, your hospital visits?
Yeah, it very much as needed. You know, I don't, unlike Lakeview, we have office and office hours, and so a lot of our people are in and out during the week. So I see more people that way than, you know, going to them. If someone's sick or something, absolutely, they'll go. But I have a couple of times a week someone will say, hey, can I come in and talk with you? So, but again, you office from home and I have this. So that part makes it a little bit different. But then I feel like hospital visits are easier to kind of parachute in, parachute out. You know, no one expects you to be there for a while at a hospital. Home visits are different though, because sometimes like, oh, you're coming over. Hey, let me throw something on the grill real quick. And it's like, oh, that was not what I was planning. Okay. So that part always makes it a little bit unique. And you're smiling. I'm not trying to say anything that actually happened because this is the first I've heard of this from you, but that's just one of the differences that I found. You know, the home visit might be 20 minutes. They might be 2 hours.
Right. Hospital visits are rarely over 15 minutes for me. Like, I will sit with them as long as need be. And I'll make sure we pray together. We'll catch up a little bit, but I don't like to linger in the hospital because, you know, doctors are in and out, nurses are in and out, and stuff's got to happen. House visits.
And you're in various stages of undress in like hospital gowns and whatnot. And that doesn't make anybody comfortable.
Right. I would say house visits typically go in between half an hour to an hour. Like, that's kind of the average. Yeah. I think both of the ones I did on Thursday were right at about half an hour, which seemed to be a sweet spot. Like, got the house tour. Mm-hmm. Got to chat with the families, got to spend some time in prayer, and then we saw our way out. And it was kind of so that 30 minutes to an hour is a sweet spot as opposed to the hospital visit, which is typically much shorter. Andrew, one thing I mean, we haven't even brought this up yet.
I'm right.
I had a very fun invite last week from a church member.
You did.
I had a church member reach out and say, hey, I've got a, you know, I know you're into heavier music, which no surprise to most people. I listen to a wide variety of music. If you have something to say, chances are I'm probably open to listening to what it is you have to say. Even if you even if you are promoting what Solomon has already tried, I'll still probably listen. So I got invited, get this, to a, I don't know if I should say it out loud. I mean, I might get in trouble.
You should say it.
I got invited to a Pantera concert. Pantera. And let me tell you that
I would go to a Richard Marx concert and be so excited.
The opening for Pantera was Lamb of God. Let's just say they do not capitalize the G in Lamb of God. I've been listening to
few concerts that I would
All right, full disclosure, I've been listening to Christian hardcore, Christian death metal for the bulk of my life since I was about 14 years old. So I listen to very, very heavy music, lots of screaming, but it's typically, you know, Jesus glorifying music. And it's always very small venues because you're never going to believe this, but like those bands aren't very popular mainstream. It's
not a very popular brand of music.
What? So the venues that I'm typically in to see these bands play, there's, you know, 200 people, 300 people, like a 700 person show would be like, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
They're going to eat at Chili's tonight, not Taco Bell.
Right. So to go to Amelie Arena and be around, I'm guessing.
Amelie or is it Amelie?
Amelie.
I think it's Amelie.
I have a niece that's spelled the exact same, and we call her Amelie. So maybe that's why every time I see that. But to be around thousands and thousands of people who also enjoy that music was very odd to me. I was one of the younger ones in the room because Pantera is not a young band.
No.
It was It was really funny.
If Delilah doesn't play it, I'm not going to the show. That's just my rule. So that's...
Trevor's wondering if I hit the pit. Honestly, I was a little embarrassed at the pit because, again, I've been going to these shows for a long time. And I think it's just because everyone's so old now. The pit was not nearly as...
People are breaking hips in there.
Yeah, like I'm used to seeing these pits go absolutely bonkers. And I used to be like one of the guys in the pit back in the day. I did not venture down to the pit. I sat next to two like 55-year-old guys who told me that they were the guys in the pit back in the 90s. I'm like, yeah, that's just not me. But the show was fantastic. Was the language not what I'm typically used to hearing on a regular basis? Yes. Did the church member look at me and say, Tim, do you think we're the only Christians in the room? It's possible.
It's possible. There's 18,000 of us.
Maybe there's a few more. I did rock my Lakeview Church for the Glory of God in All Things t-shirt with the cutoff sleeves.
There you go.
I felt like, hey, maybe this would be appropriate. John, I was thinking about him. So Brian Hedwelch from Korn came to Christ, started a self-titled band. He's solid. He's solid. He actually, what's really interesting about Brian is he still plays in Korn, which is kind of cool to me.
Tim, one thing that we had on our notes I wanted to talk about, and then another one, I'll circle back to the one on the notes because I know I remember that one. Timmy, we are in a series where it's called Tales as Old as Time. We're looking at a lot of patriarch stories, but kind of the principles that can be applied, and then with the caveat that the whole story of the Old Testament is not just these moralistic teachings, but rather it's demonstrating that even the very best of us are in desperate need of a savior on our very best day. And so this week was the Lot and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. There's some verses in there that are very awkward to read in a room full of 8 generations of humanity. I'm like, well, my 6th grader is the youngest one in the room because, you know, the elementary school, they go out for harbor kids, but there's also people in their 90s in the room. And yeah, there's some there's some words that were said.
Do you still have like a teenager read the scripture before?
So, but
oh boy.
She does not read the full scripture, and she is now a sophomore. And so she's a sophomore. She's a public school kid. There's not a lot that she doesn't know. And so I was like, hey, we're just going to read these 3 verses and not the full 19 verses that I'm preaching on so that you don't have to read about this. And her eyes got real big as she was reading. She's like, yeah, I don't want to read that. I'm like, I didn't think you would. I did not think that you would.
So did you provide some levity in the room when you're reading a text like that? I think that's like my default is to like go after some humor in there. Like, I know it's like super serious, but can you laugh a little bit at the same time?
Well, the kind of illustration at the beginning and the moral principle to be taught from Lot is, you know, that if you try to be close to sin and don't think it'll affect you, you know, you're crazy. And so, cause you know, Lot starts in chapter 13 of pitching his tent towards Sodom. I've heard pastors can say that wrong. And then
he's slow.
And of course, now that we've all seen that video for the past few decades, we're all terrified. But you know, the sermon that you've heard 1,000 times on Lot is that he got closer and closer to sin. And so the opening illustration was the third leading cause of death at the Grand Canyon is, of course, men trying to pee off the edge of the Grand Canyon because they think they can get closer and closer. So that was kind of the principle. So there was levity there at that point. But Tim, I had an interesting phone call this week that got, you know, it was from someone who's maybe mid 80s at this point, who I've known for decade plus, who it was Colin. Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness that that's back.
They just got to make sure that they're getting the message out there. Okay. I'm just helping them, helping them get it out there.
One call can change everything.
Spam it up, baby.
But Tim, she was asking about, you know, if it would be appropriate for her. You know, she wants to be at church, but knows that she can't drive every week anymore, and is thinking that the best compromise with her kids might be if she's only here on Communion Sundays and does the other Sundays online. And I was like, oh, there are several people that we, you know, we know we only see them on Communion Sundays at this point because we're in Central Florida. There's people that are giving up driver's licenses and are, you know, only coming with when their kids are in town or whatever. Do you have a population of senior saints at Lakeview, if you will, that make the Communion Sunday the priority? And I don't know if that's something that's existed forever, and I've just never paid attention till the past few years. I don't feel like growing up, the church that I was that I grew up in had tons of snowbirds, but I don't know that that was a thing. And maybe Communion Sunday was underemphasized at Berea Baptist Church growing up. We didn't do communion in the morning; it was the evening service, so that, you know, only the real ones got it, I guess. But so someone prioritizing just the Communion Sundays over, you know, was something that I found to be compelling.
I have not thought that, but I'm curious to go back and look at attendance trends, because I do think we see a spike, like a short
on the first Sunday.
On the first Sunday,
no,
and
it's,
like
and
you,
it's not a huge thing.
No, but it's something. I think you're right, because now I'm like, you know what? I think those who do tend to come only once a month usually are the ones that come on the first Sunday. But like you, growing up, we didn't do the Lord's Supper during the morning. Sunday morning service. That was the real Christians who came back for Sunday night service.
That was like for those of us that
like that was 2.0. Like we made it to the next level of Christianity. If you were coming to Sunday night service, like you were the real deal. So I did take communion, and it was only like four times a year, right? Like we didn't do it often.
Yeah, we were quarterly, the church I grew up in.
Yeah,
but then we would also
interesting.
Do you know what? That's not true. It was quarterly for a while, and then they moved it to monthly. And afterwards, we would hold hands and sing, "Blessed be the tie that binds." The tie that binds our hearts in Christian love.
And then you would awkwardly ordain someone in an ordination service that took like 2 hours. Yeah.
That took, 14 seconds and three questions. No seminary training, but he was a dude, so it was okay. Yeah. Timmy, the other not so fun part of my week, I went to a memorial on Saturday for a former youth group kid. That was just bonkers.
Like he was in your youth group, right?
Yeah, he like went to camp with, like, you've been to camp with him a couple times.
That's what I thought. He was, when you texted me, I was like, I remember this person.
Yeah. His older brother was more plugged into the youth group than he was, but you know, he's a kid that I knew well, and, you know, he didn't do like the mission trips, but did the fun trips, one of those types, and had fought cancer for about 5 years, and it was just surreal. The memorial was out on the beach, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, because when you go young, you have all your peers left still, and so seeing so many kids that I either knew really well as their youth pastor, or the kids that, you know, were the friends of the friends that would come. I've done a couple of funerals for young children, but never a kid who I had as a youth group kid.
Did you preach the funeral?
No, it wasn't. Okay. He didn't want that. Because he knew what was going on. He had kind of prearranged everything.
Okay.
He had the Instagram post for his brother to send. Like, that's how organized his thoughts were. Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet. I'm gonna have to look that up.
I'll send it to you.
That's super interesting.
Yeah, it was a very surreal experience. And then, you know, having all these young adults that are now married with babies, you know, seeking me out because, hey, you're the pastor guy, right?
Yep, that's you.
Just crazy. Not a fun experience. I'm okay with never, ever doing that again. But at the same time, there's so many of these now, you know, 24, 25-year-olds that are like, it's so good to see you. We should see each other not like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe we should host youth group reunions every 4 or 5 years for happy occasions.
I've been talking about this for years. I even reached out to a few former youth group students, and like about 4 years ago, I was like, "Man, what do you guys think about doing a it was like a 5 or 6 year reunion?" And they were like, "Oh, that would be awesome. We would get so." I'm like, "We should do that. I think it's a great idea. High schools do it, right? Why couldn't?
Yeah,
especially if it was a really sweet class at youth group. I mean, youth group in a lot of ways, like the life cycle is similar to high school because you're constantly cycling in and out students. So it would make sense. Or maybe kind of cool.
Or maybe like a, you know, I'm looking 3 feet away from me. I've got pictures of a trip that you and I took with a bunch of kids to the Dominican.
That's
you know, like that. Too. Maybe that's the reunion. You get, you know, the 20
that's
or so
idea.
Core kids that were super plugged into everything. But yeah, that was
I'm all in.
Not something that I've experienced before, and not something that I want to experience again. It's just so sad.
Was that on Saturday?
Yeah, that was Saturday. Yeah. And I mean, the kid fought for years. I think it was his first year out of high school that it was started with a tumor in his leg, and it eventually metastasized and spread. But I mean, I remember getting the news of, you know, man, this guy graduated like 2 weeks ago and now he's dealing with this and kind of defined his young adult life. Just crappy. Not cool.
Not cool at all. It's super sad. Andrew, it's almost noon. I at some point we should probably start working for the week. I don't know. Do you have things to get done? We have things to get done.
Yeah. I've got to order a bunch of stuff. Apparently Sunday is still coming. Even though this Sunday was so exhausting.
It was. I've got a red bubble over my emails right now, and you don't even want to know. I will tell you it's triple digits.
Oh, I am a zero inbox person.
Well, me too, but if I don't check it for one day, and especially if it's over the weekend, like because Emily, my oldest daughter, she's high school athlete now, so I'm having to do the high school sport thing, which she has her first official game. Saturday was tournament. First official game today, gotcha. Andrew. Tampa Catholic, 6 p.m.
Good luck. Good luck. I embarrassed myself quite a bit trying to play sport ball against Tampa Catholic 20-some years ago.
Yeah. We'll have some fun. John says, what about safety? Let's hold off. Do you want to talk or do you want to lead next week with it?
No, because who knows what's going to happen between now and then.
A couple of big events happened over the last week and a half. Let's talk about the one in Florida first, because
that's wild.
The wild part about the one, was it Fort Myers or Fort Lauderdale?
Fort Myers, yeah. Fort Myers.
Fort Myers. If you're actually, you can watch the
West
live
Coast,
stream.
West Coast. That's the crazy thing.
Like, it's in the middle of the live stream. It wasn't the pastor. Who was that? Was it the worship
leader?
No, it was
like a guy making an announcement. I don't know.
Yeah. Your announcement guy, he's like almost laughing because he's like, and now here's the SWAT team telling all
he's
of
like,
us to hit the floor. There may or may not
be an
active
shooter.
There's
a guy squatted up on me, and
it's
but
crazy.
Also, what do you say when you're in that situation? But yeah, so that was a thing. It was a Seventh-day Adventist church.
It was nothing, right? Like it was just a threat. There was no active shooter on the campus, but still kind of crazy to. Okay, Jake says he was a guest preacher.
There you go.
Okay. It was wild either way. And I don't know much about...
Because I saw the pastor interviewed after
and it wasn't... I watched the pastor
interview.
It wasn't
the guy on the live stream.
Yeah. So Joel Osteen's church had an incident yesterday. I don't really know much about it because, well, I haven't been on my phone much.
I was going to say, I think it was
I don't know the details.
57-ish. So like a middle-aged woman came in with a trench coat, firing, shot a guy that she knew. Stray bullet hit a 5-year-old. So the one person, the guy that she shot intentionally, was killed. 5-year-old, I think, was still in critical condition. Then she like sprayed some liquid all over the ground that last I heard they didn't know what it was. And then their off-duty police officers took her out. You know, you have a church that has a full-on safety and security team. You know, they've got multiple off-duty police officers, and it was at Spanish language service at Lakewood. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't this is my Bible, I am who it says I am. It was not that service. It was their smaller service, but it's still, I'm assuming, several thousand people, because it's Lakewood and it's in Houston. So yeah, there's still stuff coming out because it was just yesterday. But even a church that, I doubt there are many churches on the planet that do a better job of safety and security, it could happen there too. That's the terrifying part.
Yeah, I think it's good for us to have this conversation every few months. I mean, I think it just comes up naturally in the news for us. It comes up because we're really close to Trinity Security Allies, Jim Howard, who leads the organization. He's been in our churches before. He's actually been on this podcast before. It's been a few years. So I'm thinking it's time to bring Jim back in, for especially in light of the recent events. He would probably be able to provide some good insight for us. If you're in the area, you're in drivable distance, we've got an event coming up at Lakeview Church. We're actually going to have Jim Howard and his team come in and lead a training. It's going to be at the end of the month. It's going to be on Tuesday, February 27th. So if you're interested in finding out more, well, we can link some stuff for Jim. His stuff is awesome. We actually voted as elders last week. That's going to be at, hang on, I actually have the infographic.
Forward me the email, because I want to make sure some of my guys get it.
Yeah, I've got the graphic right here, so I'll send it out to you as well as to others. Doors are at 6 p.m. The training is from 6:30 to 9 p.m. So I think a reach out to Jim would probably be good, Andrew. Let's get him back on the show. I think we could have kind of an open Q&A with our buddies, with Jim. He's I'd argue the best in the biz when it comes to church safety and whatnot. So John says Thursday at 6:30. I've got Tuesday, February 27th. That's what I've got in my official email here. Doors at 6, training at 6:30. $15 if you are not with Lakeview Church. So just tell everyone you're with Lakeview Church. I'm kidding.
There you go. Boom. Boom.
Andrew, you get in for free, buddy. Remember that time we like MC'd one of those events?
Yeah, I do.
We were so good.
Ooh, and they had the simulator.
That was fun.
That was awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It stinks that organizations like that have to exist.
I know.
But again,
yeah.
Two events in the past 2 weekends.
Yeah.
And those are just the ones that we know about. So
right.
Organizations like that need to exist.
100% agree. Absolutely.
Yep. Timmy, go to work. It's that time.
I got to get stuff done. You got to get stuff done. I've got apparently a game tonight I have to be at. So I'll watch some high school girls lacrosse, 6 p.m. if you're interested in coming to hang out.
Have you learned the rules yet?
I probably should, because I believe next week I am getting a microphone and I will be doing the, I don't know if it's play-by-play. I will be
Tim,
the announcer
color guy.
At the Rock.
You are way more of a Romo than a Nance. So you need to be the color guy.
I'm good with that. We'll have some fun next week. You should probably come to that game, Andrew. It's in your backyard, practically.
What is his name? That you know, your homeboy from Ozarks when he's in dodgeball.
Oh, that's it.
The color guy. Yeah. That's what I expect out of you.
That's who I'm going to model it after. Hey, it's Monday. Yeah. You got work to do. Go get it done. We'll talk soon.
Go. See ya. Later, Earl.